Okay, Mayor. Mayor.
Oh, yes, we got that too.
I call this meeting to order, please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have a roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Sorry. Councilmember Morgan? Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
I have not heard from Councilmember Weber.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Okay, so I think the first thing that we'll do is introduce yourselves to everybody so everybody knows who you are and what your position is for the auditor's office.
My name is Kelly Collins, I'm Director of Local Audit with the Washington State Auditor's Office.
And I'm Sandra Groshon, I am the new audit manager of the South King County team.
And I'm Wendy Choi, I was the audit manager for the South King County team effective October 2016. We brought our Bellevue team back online, and so I be closer to home, the family, the team over there.
I'm Megan McCallum, I'm with the South King County team, I'm one of our assistant audit managers.
Do you know who everybody is now?
Position one, Pepper, position one. I've done some counting of the boards.
Sandy.
Mayor Jackson.
Mayor.
Jamie Ellen. Okay, so then we'll just, do you have anything that you want to say?
No.
Okay.
All right. We got a packet to hand out, share with you. We got a number of handouts in the packet. Just what we'll start off with is on the left side, this is our exit handout. And it has our names on the left side in case you need to refer to them. I just want to open up and I guess thank you for your time today to look at audit results. State Auditor's Office, as you are probably aware, has a new state auditor, Pat McCarthy. We're very excited about her leadership for our office and her continued commitment to work with local governments to improve government. So not only in doing the audits as a resource to identify ways to continue to ensure compliance and security of public assets, there are many other resources that we can provide. We've had discussions in the past, but we can share more at the end of the meeting. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Wendy, and I know she'll go over the scope and give some highlights on the audits.
So in front of you, the exit conference agenda under audit highlights, I did want to take a minute just to extend our appreciation during the audit, especially for Mae Miller. We work very closely with Mae as our audit liaison. Her and her team, very responsive and cooperative during the audit with that level of transparency. So we do appreciate that positive working relationship that we do have with the city. We also wanted to note that the city is responsive to our audit recommendations. You know, as we provide recommendations during field work, we've noted that myself and with our staff that were on site, Mae and her team very responsive to start putting together corrective actions, what the city can do differently on a move forward basis. So really just appreciate that positive tone. And then just the third piece under exit conference, the audit highlights, just thank the city for its ongoing commitment to strengthening our working relationship. You know, for us, the state auditor's office, we want to ensure that the city, as our client, finds value in the service that we provide. We're all here for that same purpose, which is the public service. Under the audit scope, for accountability for the City of Black Diamond, it is a fiscal year 2013-2014 audit period that we performed our review with limited procedures that were performed for fiscal year 2015. So what I'd like to do in your blue folders on the right-hand side, the first document that you have is the draft accountability audit report. If you can turn to page 4, those are the under the audit summary. About the audit, those are the areas that we reviewed for the accountability audit. What I'd like to do is first go over a brief description of what we looked at as it related to the 2013 and 2014 audit, and then I'll discuss the limited procedures that we had performed performed for 2015. So there under about the audit, we have cash receipting for the 2013 and 14 year. We reviewed courts and the police department. For courts, we gained an understanding of the city's cash handling procedures, tested receipts and traced it to the bank to ensure that they were deposited timely in compliance with the city's procedures. We also for courts tested non-cash adjustments just to ensure that any adjustments that were made to the court system were properly supported and for valid business purpose. There were no recommendations for that area. For police department, we gained an understanding of the cash handling procedures this year. We did have just some housekeeping items that we did discuss with management. A copy of exit items are in your packet, which would be available for later for your review. We did also, for the 2013-14 audit period, review credit cards, where we selected transactions for both fiscal years, tested credit card transactions to the city's policy to ensure they were properly supported and for valid business purpose, and did not have recommendations there. We also looked at procurement, which was for two projects to ensure that the city was in compliance with competitive bid law requirements. And the two projects that we looked at was for the Lawson Street sidewalk project and the Fifth Avenue water main replacement, and just had some housekeeping items with management that we had discussed. The last two bullet points, financial condition. Financial condition is an area that we have reviewed at our government municipalities, just given coming out of the recession in the last couple years, just performing some financial ratios for the city to ensure that your financial condition is healthy, and there were no recommendations there. And then budget compliance. Budget compliance was more as it related to your upcoming budget that you just had passed for 2017. Since our current audit period was still in progress at the time, we did just want to ensure that the city did comply with statutory requirements to have your final budget hearing and adopt that budget by year end of 2016. And there's no recommendations there. The piece, any questions so far from the city? Okay.
Was it Lawson Hills and Fifth Avenue?
Lawson Street sidewalk and Fifth Avenue water main replacement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Those were the two areas for procurement. And so then the piece that I did want to discuss as it related to the limited procedures is your disbursements and accounts payable review. During the audit, we selected disbursement transactions to determine whether they were properly supported for valid business purpose and properly authorized. And then we also reviewed the information from the actual invoices and traced it to what was inputted into the city's accounts payable software. We did have some recommendations that we wanted to discuss in the form of what we've referred to as a management letter. There are recommendations that we formally communicate to the governing body in the memo, in a form of a memo. So as you kind of draw your attention in the audit summary up to results in brief, what we just wanted to bring to your attention is we do state under results in brief that the city did comply with most areas that we reviewed, complied with state laws, regulations, your own policies and procedures. So that's still on the top of page 4 under results in brief.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the management letter piece as it relates to the disbursements accounts payable, that's where we do have that sentence that state, however we noted certain manners that we communicated to the city in the form of a management letter.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Deek. So just for clarification, when you state in most areas we audited, can you clarify what most means? So instead of just saying in areas that we audited, you say in most. So what does that mean? Like, some areas we didn't comply, or you made recommendations and we said no? I mean, can you clarify that?
Right. It's in most areas because of your management letter recommendation. The management letter recommendation, it's mentioned as a sentence in your accountability audit report. You know, we don't review every single transaction, every single topic at the city. So the management letter recommendation as relates to the accounts payable process, that's where the sentence of in most areas audited, that's where that sentence comes in. The city has been very responsive to our audit recommendation as it relates to the accounts payable piece. Those housekeeping items that we have, they're not referenced in our audit report. So that most area comment is just as it relates because of the management letter item.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions so far? So then what I would just like to do is then the second document that's in your folder, that's the management letter piece. And so it's not referenced in detail in your audit report, And in fact, the rest of the audit report provides a description of the city and contact information, which we have Mae Miller listed as the city's contact since you're our audit liaison. So this report is a draft copy and it's posted on our website. The management letter just has that one sentence referred to it. So the management letter in detail is what we provided as the other document on the right-hand side. So what we did was, with the invoices that we selected, we traced the information that was inputted into the city's accounts payable software. We did note certain instances where the information as it relates to certain transaction dates to the date fields, the information on the invoices didn't fully agree to what was in the raw data of the accounts payable system. Part of that reason, and we actually provided the city's response in your packet, but part of that reason for those inconsistencies is the software that the city does have. The raw data is there, but when the city runs its financial report for its regular monitoring and oversight, when the city runs that voucher directory financial report, certain dates fields from the raw data doesn't get imported, doesn't get generated into your finance report. So since our audit, May did reach out to your contact or your software provider, and we can have May have an opportunity to talk about the response, but it sounds like they're making some changes.
They changed that immediately, and mm-hmm. from then on the date shows up on the report, so mm-hmm. we can audit that. There are some typos that they discovered when they mm-hmm. did not know it. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the recommendations. We also had some instances where we reviewed transactions where there are more of those interesting circumstances, whether it was payments that were made later, for example, or if an invoice, for example, in one of our bullet points here, we had an invoice that covered several years in that invoice. We recommend that the city have an explanation documented for the reason for those out of the ordinary circumstances. So for example, one invoice we looked at had 3 years listed as the service period. Just having that audit trail to document, here's why it's several years, we're aware of it, here's how come. It's always hard, at least for me, to remember what happened last week, let alone a month from now or when it's time to bring the vouchers over to council for approval. We do want to make it clear that during the audit, even though there were those inconsistencies with the date fields and the out of the ordinary type of instances in the invoices, we did trace these invoices to the vouchers that were approved by council. We traced it to the city's voucher directory report and even to the actual check that was cleared by the bank, and we verified that all that information was valid and agreed and followed through. So in that management letter, we do note that we did not identify any unallowable expenditures. There is just that increased risk, though, when there is that disconnect, that transactions can be unallowable, or that there could be reasons that be difficult to recall as far as what it was for. So it does increase that risk of potential misappropriation or disconnect without it being detected in a timely manner. What I did do, though, May did provide the city's response to the management letter, which we will include in our audit file. And so we did provide a copy for that. So that's your second sheet of paper. That's paper clipped to your management letter. I don't know if
you want to maybe touch on the recommendations
on
the back
yes,
of the
thank
first,
you. Yeah. Go focus on the first page. So then we do have on the back, page 2 of the management letter, we do recommend that, there is that, because even though the system report didn't have contained the fields for transaction dates, it is still the city's responsibility to have that understanding of the accounts payable system, all of its systems, and the different transaction data sets, raw data that's in that system. So we do recommend that the employees have an appropriate understanding of the accounts payable software system. We do have a recommendation that there's a clear understanding of what each of the system fields are supposed to represent in the system and ensure that that's being communicated consistently to the team at the city. We also recommend that there's a review of the system reports to ensure that the information that is entered into the system is accurate and reasonable when compared to the supporting documents, and that there is that the explanation, the audit trail that's documented to support transactions and the reason for, because in instances the city has investigated, why are these several years, for example, you just give yourself credit for what you've done by putting that in writing so you have that audit trail.
So May, did you want to say anything about the response?
Sure. No, I just want to thank the team for all the cooperation and professionalism. You guys were really great to work with. And, you know, I've been doing accounting for many years and have gone through a lot of audits, but there isn't one single audit that I've ever had that I didn't learn something. Because every day when you have a different question to ask or a different pair of eyes look at something, you'll pick up something new. And what I've always wanted to do all my life is to continue to improve. You know, just continue. Even just before I came to the meeting, my new accounts payable person thought of one more new thing we could add that would make it clearer, more organized, easier to check. So I really appreciate every audit, because every time we've been audited, I've learned. Every time, every year, we've added to our knowledge base, and we've all become more educated. And so I really want to thank them. And I did want to mention that the audit covered the period 2013, which was 4 years ago. And like you said, it's hard to remember what happened 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and 2 years ago. And during that time, I've had 7 staff help with this. In 2012, the city had the economic downturn, and we laid off 2 police officers and cut the accounts payable clerk. And so for all of 2013 and a portion of 2014, we had a different person in a different building under a different boss entering accounts payable. And we've had a changeover even in the accounts payable. When they did approve it in 2014, we had only a part-time, 3-day-a-week person. And this year now, we're finally up to speed with a full-time person. But we've had, even since last November, so even through the audit, I've had 3 different people in accounts payable. And they've all brought positive changes to the job. Challenges, you know, to keep everybody informed with what's going on and everything. But one of the challenges we continue to have is kind of the moving technology with how things are viewed differently, how you need to be more transparent and more clear. And Brandy, one of the audit ladies that was there, really brought that home to me, that, you know, when that's asked for in a PDR or even by an auditor or anyone that comes into your office, if you pick that up, is it obvious what this is for, what business purpose is it for, you know, what date range is it for, what, you know, why is it being paid late or early, or what, you know, what are those small things they mention? And I think because of transparency, that just really hit home to me and helped really reinforce why we need to do that. And so the case they brought up, the one that had 3 years of invoice, it was for like $700, and King County decided that they hadn't billed the proper rate for the last 3 years, and so they had a small adjustment for each one of those years. However, it looked odd when people pick it up. And since I've been here, I remember, but if I hadn't been here, no one would have remembered why we had that invoice. And the other one was where, with automation now, a lot of people email invoices, and that's okay with the auditor's office. But if you get them to a wrong email, it can go unpaid. And if the vendor doesn't notify you, you don't even know it's unpaid. And in that case, we did have September, October, November bills that were not paid till March of the following year. And then we were able to find the email where we said to the person, hey, make sure you get it to the right one. And in that effort, we've also set up an accounts payable email website. So if even the auditor's office, anyone wants to email us invoices, and a lot of vendors do, they all come to accounts payable, and more than one person has access to that, so we don't miss it. It doesn't go to the wrong place. So I think, again, as a result of this, everything that they brought out, we've been able to mitigate and figure out a better way to do it so that we can continue to improve. The other technology challenge, and they noted and didn't mention, but there were EFTs, which are electronic fund withdrawals. And people look at that on the voucher printout and go, what is that? In the past, they didn't show up because there were very few. They were bank charges or something. But as we got more and more with the automation, they became
more prevalent, and to me, that needed to go out on vouchers, and everybody needed to know what those were. But the system itself was not designed for EFTs. It's an older system that we use. And so the one they noted is it said payment date. Well, there isn't really a payment. It's the bank takes that amount out, and it's like excise tax. They're due the 25th of the month or before, and you have to schedule the date, and then on that scheduled date, if you have all your input in there, they withdraw that payment. So we have many of those listed, and we've had to kind of accommodate our system to use that payment date as the withdrawal date. So we'll clarify that in our own internal policies so that it's obvious when someone comes in what that date field is and how it's used. And Vision Software is our vendor, and they've been very open to any changes that will help make it easier. As soon as we requested that they print this invoice date on my audit, they immediately, the city paid to have them go ahead and modify that report, and they started right away. And so now you'll notice on all the printouts that council gets, there's always an invoice date, and now I can audit that. Before, if a person key punched, it was a pre-filled date, and if you didn't change it, it had today's date no matter what, or if you typed in 2 years in the future, it had 2019 or something on it, and it didn't show, so we couldn't pick it out. But now we have the new capability to audit that. So again, I think I just really want to thank them for bringing to our attention these improvements that we can make, because we were able to really continue to improve our system. I know that we try to do best practice, and I found a handout from General Governmental Finance Officers Association that says we should take account of more transparencies, use EFTs, use ACH monies coming in, because they're more efficient, you don't waste paper, there's a better audit trail. So we're going to be working with our vendor when they update their system next year to better utilize that field, because more and more transactions are coming through in that way. And we want to have the system, right now it's looking like a check, but it isn't really a check, but we want to work with them on how we can make that clear, so that data that goes to them annually in a data transmittal is more clear. Also, some of their dates, like invoice date, was called transaction date, and truly, I did not know transaction date meant invoice date. And on our screen, it says date, and we knew it was invoice date, but until we had the audit, I was not aware of that. So we all learned from the audit, and I think continue to improve with the audit. So let me see, was there anything else? The last thing is the State Auditor's Office, and I think they mentioned, have another division called the Performance Center. And we had contacted them last year. When I go to the conferences, they talk about that division. It's offered to help cities at no cost to the cities. And I had felt like if there's a way we can streamline or help the accounts payable process, let's take advantage of that. So I contacted them last fall, and they continued to email me. They came out in March and met with me, and we've set up a future date for them to come out. And they have an engineer that kind of flow charts, and an accountant who is on the technical side. And they work together as a team with our staff on what other things we might be able to do to improve our process and our flow. We're a small city, we have kind of limited staff, and we make sure the right number of people view this and sign off on it and date stamp. That was one of the items in there. 15 of our invoices were not date stamped. We now have a date stamp, and we date stamp it, so does city clerk, so the police department when they get it. So now we have 3 date stamps on every little tiny piece of paper. And hopefully they'll look through that and help us streamline that process and still meet what the auditors look for. The other thing, as we're doing all these continued changes, even today, we've committed to annually update our internal control process. We have a financial internal control process, and as you make changes all the time, it can get a little out of date. So what we want to do is make sure every year at a certain time we review that and say, no, this is how we do that now, because when the auditors come in, I like to give them that policy. so they know, here's our policy, and if there's areas we've missed or want to improve, we get it in there and we document it, and it's obvious to us, to our staff, and to the auditors what our process is. So as we work through with their other agency, we'll go after that and then make any changes that we need to. In that, one was the EFTs, if they're withdrawn, they're a contract, and they're transmitted, how many signatures do you really need to authorize that? So hopefully we can get through all that and continue to improve that process. So
I think the other thing, too, is that as the software changes, which we anticipate next year, that it might change a lot of our policies, internal policies. And so we would definitely want to examine those internal policies and procedures and make sure that this new software doesn't go sideways with it, so.
But Vision has let me make one more statement, let's take that. Vision is going to update their financial and their payroll software during the next year, and I'm on one of the lead teams to give input into that. And I think, you know, the challenges that we're facing with things moving so fast, with transparency, with new things coming on, I think it'll be exciting to be on that and to help them. And they're committed to really trying to improve that so it helps us as a city and helps get the information to the auditor's office. It'll help them with their audits. So I did want to thank Jenna King, my deputy finance director, and my other staff. Shane's not here today. He just has a new baby boy and he had to go home during this last week, during the final audit and today's vouchers. He's been coming in half days to make sure they get in. He has a new baby boy, so he was unable to attend today. But also Natalie, who was in our department just before Shane, my new person, she really helped a lot with working with the auditors. And I wanted to thank you and to say thank you all for that.
So you had a question, Pat?
Well, I was just going to say that the Vision is the software.
That's the company.
And are they the company, and are they equal to the task of moving forward technologically to help you
they
your work?
Yeah, that's a good question. When they have been in business, I think, since 2007. I'm not sure when they were formed to do their software, but we took their software in 2009. Tony Nelson, who works for MSR, she worked for them through all that formative years. And when they were developing their annual report software that we used to do the state annual report, she worked with them. So she was really, because she had worked for the auditor's office previous to that. So she was really, I think, a big help in helping them. But things have changed, so it needs to change. And they have 120 cities. Use their software. Yeah. So they're, I think, committed to having a good team of us work with them and work with the auditor's office.
And so I'm here, and so you feel that their company and their program are, and their experience in the field are best for Black Diamond?
I do. There are more sophisticated, expensive products out there. When we went out to bid, we looked at several, and I still feel that we made the best choice for the city, and they're the best product for us. Their financial software does need improved, as things have changed since they brought that on, and some of their field names and processes like EFTs and all that can be strengthened. So I think it's a great product.
Councilmember Deedy, so I would like to thank May and obviously her team, Jana, Shane, and Natalie for the hard work that they've done. But also, you know, just I don't think that you guys go to a city and say you guys are all wonderful, you're doing everything right. I think even as if you're an employee or an employee at a company and you have your yearly review, you get good feedback and you get a little bit of feedback to say, here's what you can do better. I think that's the same as for May and for her staff, that we all realize that you're gonna come back with some feedback to say you need to maybe do this a little different or maybe highlight this a little more, and I think that's great. So I just think that, you know, May works really hard for the city of Black Diamond, and she is very honest and is always willing to help us understand, you know, what the finance department is doing. I know when Pat got on the council, they asked for a little more detail into, you know, what they're presenting to the council, and May was more than happy to provide that. So I just think, you know, we're moving in the right direction. I think that the Vision software is a right fit for the city of Black Diamond at this time. By all means, you know, when we get bigger and we have a lot more deeper pockets, we can move up to another system. But at this time, I think we're moving in a good direction, and with the auditor's office coming in and looking at everything, I think you guys gave a good review and some good feedback. So thank you.
This is Councilmember Edelman. And I want to kind of just feed off of what Tammy was saying. I also, in my previous life when I was in business, had auditors that worked for me. And so I had, on the one hand, the group that did the work, and on the other part of my organization were the ones that were the damn auditors. And it didn't matter. We all knew what the end game was. We're all human, too. There isn't anybody out there that's going to do everything 100% all of the time, and we recognize that. I work with May Miller and her staff. We do review vouchers, and that's our meeting this afternoon. We'll go through those again. We always do that the week before we have a council meeting. And we do have questions, and we do ask, what's going on with this? And she always has answers, and if she doesn't, she finds out, and we get the feedback that we need. But I also recognize that sometimes you have a key punch error, sometimes you have a typo. That's just being human. So, and I do agree that when you come in, I think it does make us a better organization. There are improvements out there that always can be made. But with the turnover in staff that she's had, I would have expected more snafus, honestly, because that's what happens. You lose some of your corporate memory when people leave, like with those multi-year transactions. The person that was responsible for it left and didn't tell anybody, you know? So, okay, it's a hit, but you deal with it, you learn from it, you document it, and you move on. So, but thank you. I appreciate it. I do think we need to encourage May and her staff to keep going and doing the great job that they're doing. So thank you.
Councilmember Pepper, now with the updates from Vision Software, do they provide training for everybody on a periodic basis?
They have just started doing like monthly online webinars for training, and Shane and I listened to the first one last week, so that's a new addition that they have to their training, because before they only had like a couple of opportunities a year where you could go to Spokane, and usually we didn't have the money in the budget to do that. In fact, I've only been like to one of their conventions in the last few years, so I think that they're trying to reach out to the smaller cities and give us a better way. And they have a lot more. At first, when they did their updates, they just did the update and sent them out. Now they're asking us, what can we do to improve? Let's get a team together that's really review that, and let's see what we can do to improve. And in fact, I called their owner last week and talked to him about some of the changes we'd like to see in the new software, and he told me, hey, send them over to me, stay on the team. They're going to have they have online webinar type meetings now. There's going to be some new utility billing upgrades, and about every 2 weeks now they have a webinar to talk about some other piece of it and get some input from the users out there, the test group, as well as other people. So they've made a lot of advancements. As they've grown, they've made a lot of advancements into getting their training out and everything. So, and several of the items, since the audit was quite a while ago, actually had been changed, but their opinion is on what was going on back then. So even though some of these were in there. We had made quite a few changes even internally between 2015 and 2017 right now. So like most of the changes are already made and incorporated or we're working on.
Thank you. So just real quickly, thank you, back to the audit exit conference agenda. You know, we'll follow up on the accounts payable disbursement recommendations for the upcoming audit, which will be the 2015-2016 year. And we'll have Sandra touch on that in a moment. Just on the back of page two of the exit conference agenda, just wanted to go over some quick concluding comments. Our audit reports are published and available on our website. So we did provide a link for, there's a service that you can sign up for that you'll be notified not only of when the city's audit reports are released, but also you are able to even just go on our website and search for other government municipalities as well. But there's a subscription service if you are interested. And so we want to provide that website. The audit cost at the beginning of the audit, we estimate is about $45,000. The actual cost is slightly higher. It's about $49,500. And that's to include the additional work that we have performed for the 2015 disbursements accounts payable review. At the end of the audit, there will be a customer service survey that will come out. So we really do appreciate any feedback that you have. You know, our as we mentioned, our objective is to ensure that the client, our clients find value in the service that we provide. So what we don't know, we don't know. So any feedback, we really take that seriously and take it to heart. So what I'd like to do, if there's no questions right now, is I'll pass it on to Sandra, and she'll actually go over your next scheduled audit.
So,
we definitely want you recorded.
So your next scheduled audit is going to include an accountability audit and a financial statement audit, and it will be over a two-year period, which will be fiscal year 2015 and 2016. And Megan is going to be the lead on your audit, so you will see her again when we come out. And more than likely, we'll have one staff person assisting her on the audit. There's a chance there could be two, but more than likely, she'll have one staff assisting her. And we anticipate coming out at late 2017, about October, November timeframe. And when we get closer, we'll reach out to May and the district to see, or the district, sorry, the city, to see, coordinate the timing of it to make sure it's a good time for us to come out and meet. So we'll reach out to you when we get closer to that time frame. So our estimated costs for the next audit are estimated to be $46,000 plus travel expenses. And that is based on our current billing rate. The legislature is considering a wage increase for state employees. And so if that does get passed in the state budget, then we could see some changes to our billing rates. We don't know at this point, but what we've estimated is based on our current rate. So the work that Wendy and Renee and the other staff on the audit did this year on the limited procedures we did for 2015, we're gonna have some efficiencies with our next audit. We'll be able to utilize some of the work and planning procedures and things that they did, which is really great. So as a result of the work that they did, we kind of have an idea of some of the areas that we anticipate looking at when we come out, and those are listed here. For our accountability audit, based on what we know so far, we're expecting to take a look at disbursements, contracts and agreements, payroll, utilities, and third-party cash receipting. And once we get on site and do more planning and things, that could change. But based on what we know now, that's what we're anticipating. So, and then just a reminder, we like to remind everyone that if you expend more than $750,000 in federal funds, to be sure to let us know so that we can get you on the schedule for a federal single audit. And your deadlines are different if you have exceed that threshold, so we want to make sure we get you in within the 9-month federal reporting deadline. So let us know if you exceed that amount. And then if you flip over to the next page, just briefly, I wanted to touch on, wanted to share some emerging issues. The main one is that there were a few BARS manual updates for cash basis entities, so just wanted to make you aware of that. There were just some minor improvements made to the BARS manual, and there's a few bulleted items here that kind of go into those a little bit.
Right on my desk.
Good. Yep. Yep. So that was one of the areas we wanted to bring to your attention. And then also, our office works closely throughout the year with the state and local governments and try to find ways for efficiencies between agencies and things. And one of the things we're working on is piloting a project with the DOT and the street report. We found there's some duplication of information that governments are providing to the DOT, and then also that some of that same information is coming to our office. So we're trying to work with them and try and streamline that process and create some efficiencies for the cities and counties.
So when you submit your annual online filing, you'll see some additional steps that will, I guess, accomplish the street report submission. And so it is a voluntary process, but we have stuff posted.
Is it for 2016?
It's for, yeah, this next, yeah, October 16. So, you know, I assume you haven't submitted yet, but by, you know, end of May, when that's done, you'll see some additional steps in there, and it relates to the street report.
Okay.
And we have additional information on that, and if you need, you can continue to submit directly to DOT on the street report if you want, but you could also just accomplish it through the online submission. So that was a big project this year for us to, again, as part of our lean efforts to simplify the state reporting local governments have to do. And when we talk about it at the conferences, we get applause. Yeah. So
have you convinced them that some of that data might not...
Yes. Might
not need, because some of it is at such a low level that you really,
right.
You know, snow removal, and the only thing that we really code is the sand we buy, even though staff spend a lot of time, but they spend a lot of time doing a lot of things, so if you're talking about...
Yeah, I don't know about that 100%. One, but I know as part of this project and evaluating what was being submitted, the group that was working from DOT in our office, you know, there was a couple of moments they're like, why are you asking for that?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. And so
yeah.
So there was a couple of those.
Yeah,
I don't know if it had to do with snow removal, but I mean, anyway, it's a good thing. And so it gives you one less report you have to do.
Yeah.
So making your job easier, May.
Good.
We like that.
So
I had a question that I know I've heard the audit expense for $45,000. Wow, we have a pretty small budget. Is there what, I guess maybe I can work with the lean group and see if there's anything else I can do to make the audit go more quickly so the cost wouldn't be $45,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What any things I can do or our staff can do to help cut down the time that it takes to do the audit?
I'd like to know, because we're a city below 5,000, are there any like scholarships for cities for the help with the audit costs?
No, we don't provide any scholarships. You're on a 2-year audit cycle, and so that's taken into consideration the size of your city. You know, obviously larger governments are on an annual cycle, and so there is cost efficiency. I mean, I think just improving your processes and the cleaner the audit is, the more we'll be able to streamline it and stuff. And so I think we're on a path of doing that. But I mean, when there are audit issues, identify like with the management letter, it does add additional time. So I mean, and we can continue to work together on how we can improve that process. So. Mm-hmm. Any questions? I think that's what we have for our presentation today. So any last questions or comments for us?
Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate your comments and attention to
So I just have a fine management letter that I'll actually give to you, Mayor Benson, to have on
thank
file.
You.
These are it's a draft accountability report from May as our audit liaison. I'll work with you, May. Once you give me the okay, I'll
okay.
be able to hit the publish report.
Okay.
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 Thank
can
you.
I make one more comment?
Member Edelman, I just want to say too, and I know May works very closely with you ladies, And in my dealings with her, she's extremely responsive. And when you mention, you know, maybe, well, you could maybe streamline this a little bit or maybe add this, from my perspective, she's very responsive. And in some cases, she's already got it fixed before you walk out the door. And so I think that spirit of cooperation has been very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, definitely a very proactive, positive relationship, and so May definitely very timely. And your team actually, you know, when we were testing transactions, they were even flagged for us. And so instead of having to have us go through the binders, they were all flagged, ready to go. Definitely, like Kelly's saying, you know, Sandra and I, our management styles are very similar. So that open conversation, that collaborative conversation when the next audit cycle does start, as far as what are some ways that if we know what accountability areas we're looking at, how can we be able to plan ahead and gain some of that efficiency.
Great. Yeah, so Kelly and Sandra and Wendy and Megan.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.